Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
A report to the police department of drug use leads to an arrest for intent to distribute. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Gillette police responded to a report from a 22-year-old man. There was someone using drugs on Church Avenue. On Tuesday night at around 10:30 p.m., officers responded to an address on Church Avenue where they spoke to a 35-year-old woman, according to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson. The woman consented to allowing officers to enter the residence. Officers observed drug paraphernalia around the home. While questioning the woman, a 21-year-old man arrived at the residence smoking a THC vape pen. Officers received a warrant to search the residence, and a sheriff's canine deputy indicated the possible presence of a controlled substance. They located 3.5 grams of marijuana, which belonged to the 35-year-old woman. Wasson said a search was also conducted of the 21-year-old man's room, which yielded 22 grams of marijuana dabs, jeweler's baggies, and a scale. They also found 3 grams of suspected cocaine and a jeweler's baggie with trace amounts of suspected methamphetamine. The 21-year-old, who was identified as Zachary Hall, was arrested for felony possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver, possession of a controlled substance marijuana, possession of a controlled substance cocaine, possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine, and use of a controlled substance marijuana. The 35-year-old woman was arrested for possession of a controlled substance marijuana. Both were taken to the detention center without incident. The Internal Revenue Service issued a consumer alert to warn taxpayers of new scams that urge people to use wage information on a tax return to claim false credits in hopes of getting a big refund. One scheme, which is circulating on social media, encourages people to use tax software to manually fill out a Form W-2 wage and tax statement and include false information. In this W-2 scheme, scam artists suggest people make up large income and withholding figures as well as the employer it is coming from. Scam artists then instruct people to fill out the bogus tax return electronically in hopes of getting a substantial refund, sometimes as much as five figures, due to the large amount of withholding, according to the press release from the IRS. We are seeing signs this scam is increasing, and we worry that innocent taxpayers could be at risk of being tempted into falling into a trap that puts them at risk of financial and criminal penalties, said Acting IRS Commissioner Doug O'Donnell. The IRS and Security Summit partners remind people there is no secret way to get free money or a big refund. People should not make up income and try to submit a fraudulent tax return in hopes of getting a huge refund. Businesses should watch out for tax-related scams and implement safeguards. Most cyber attacks are aimed at small businesses with fewer than 100 employees. Here are some reminders. Learn about the best security practices for small businesses. Be aware of various scams, especially the W-2 scam that attempts to steal employee income information, and check out the business section on the IRS's Identity Theft Central at irs.gov/identitytheft. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.